B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, Roy, we found an article. And a lot of times the headlines grab us and we'll like show them to each other when we're doing our show prep off the air. And we'll be like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah, this is the most insulting things bosses have said to employees. And a lot of them are really bad, like so bad I can't even.
Okay, any on the list hit home? Like we may have heard some version of that.
So this one is I once told my supervisor I couldn't cover a shift because a close family friend had passed away and I have to attend the funeral. My supervisor told me that I had to bring in a death certificate.
Oh, prove it.
Prove the death.
That's interesting.
I would quit. I'm like, you don't believe it. Like, I wouldn't make up a funeral. That's bad mojo, man.
Some people do, though.
And they're really good here.
Really?
About that, though.
Yeah.
People would make up a family member for dying?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And
I also
think, like, people may know, like, somebody may have passed away, and you're probably three people removed, but you're going to use that as the excuse.
Oh, an excuse. Yeah.
Grandma's died 10 times. You know what I mean?
This is one day our manager came to my workplace, stared at my chest, and said, I see why you got the job.
Oh my God.
The manager?
Yeah. Yeah. These are the insulting things bosses have said. Yep. And then one time at the end of my shift, I asked my manager what else you want me to do before I leave. He said, yeah, go to the bathroom and lick the toilet seat. How weird is that? I politely asked my boss for availability change due to religious obligations. I had to attend a church event, and he told me that I needed to choose between my job and God.
Oh,
my gosh. This has to be small business places, because big places with HR departments like Toby in the office would never handle stand for this. I'm trying to think of something. I mean, our big boss, Walter, basically tells me that I'm horrible at my job and I'm not funny. On a daily, but then he'll text me and go, I tell you that because I'm joking and I know you can handle
right.
it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, great.
You're like, thanks for that.
Yeah. It's like I get punched in the face and they go, well, you're a strong person. It's okay. And you're like, what? He told me I'm like Fallon.
At first you thought it was a compliment. Then you realized he hates Fallon.
Yeah. He goes, no, Fallon's not funny.
My boss told me I dropped the ball by going into labor on my due date. Evidently, they lost 1 month at the office. Oh, man. These are the insulting things, most insulting things a boss have ever said.
We got a text message from 704 who said their boss told them to get into work today, even if that crappy car can't make it.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that.
What do you mean?
Because, like, I remember, I do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Your car is going to break down. You should probably be making other arrangements.
Other arrangements.
Yeah,
if you have such a bad car, you got to have a good backup plan just in case.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you know that at any moment your car is going to go. Now, random things you can't.
240 just texted in, and this is, my manager refused to pronounce my name correctly. At some point, he thinks it's funny, and I'm just over it. You know, you two do that to people.
What do we do?
You, like, if somebody's name is Janie, you'll be like, Jenny.
Oh, yeah, we do it because it's funny.
Yeah.
We'll just take the J, yeah.
Yeah, that's what her manager thinks it's funny, too. Refuse to call her by her name.
We were calling intern Josh Jeremy for a long time, just because it was funny.
I printed out a whole list of J names that's sitting over here behind me, but that joke's over.
Yeah.
This is another insulting thing. I was eating a banana at my desk. My boss stopped to tell me that I shouldn't eat bananas at work, and if I insist that I need to break the pieces instead of eating it banana style because that's inappropriate.
No, he just has a dirty mind.
Yeah.
That's when you throw the peel on the ground and hope that he slips on it and falls. That'd get back at him.
Cartoons.
All right, we need to hear from you, 704-570-9595. Hey, what's the craziest thing your boss said to you? There goes our boss now.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
From people that included a lot of really just awful things, including that someone had to take off to go to a funeral, and the boss said, "You have to prove it to me. Show me the death certificate."
Jeez.
All right, let's talk to the, this is anonymous in Concord. What did your boss say to you?
Hello?
Hi, that's you.
Oh, sorry. He pulled me in his office one day and in front of another manager, because you have to do it in front of two, and he said, when I asked him, he said, "I don't like you because you're Jewish."
What?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What year was this?
A few years back, but you know, my family—I was raised with a Christian mother and a Jewish father. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm just joking, because it's like we're not in the 1930s or the 1920s here. Where I mean, my God, have we not evolved?
So, what happens?
Nothing, because I made really good money there. But the other manager reported it, and the people who worked with them said it's probably because I worked my butt off. And jealousy, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, but to attack your religion is...
Well, that's not my religion. That's my last name.
So he was just being hateful.
I go to church, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, Anonymous, that's crazy to hear. Hey, we asked, and you're telling us the insulting thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What your bosses have said to you.
This is Anonymous and Troutman.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing real well. So you were the boss. Tell us what happened.
Oh, yeah, man. I had this employee, man. He was a young guy. And he was just a terrible worker. And I gave him so many chances. My boss above me was telling me to get rid of him. And I was like, no, he's gonna work out, you know? And then finally, one day he just messed up so bad. I worked at a pizza. We were working at a pizzeria, man.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So he messed up so bad, man. And I was just done. And here's the thing. He would always make hints like, oh, when are you going to give me those hours, you know, because I was making schedule and stuff.
Okay.
And I'm just like, you're not good. Why would I give you hours? But I kind of keep to myself about stuff like that.
Yeah.
And finally, he just messed up so bad. I think he messed up a big order for us.
Okay.
And we were slammed, and I was just like, hey, man, you suck. You're not going to make it in life. I don't know what you're doing. I tried so hard with you. I'm done with you. I was like, I don't know what you want to do. Do you want to just leave now, or you just... You want to take the rest of the week or what? I was like, I just can't deal with you, man.
Oh, my gosh.
What'd the guy say?
Well, the guy just looked at me and was like, he was puzzled. Like, he didn't think he was bad, you know?
Yeah, it sucks when people are clueless on how bad they are.
Hey, I didn't know we were going to get a boss to call in and say, hey, here's what I said.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Although, I mean, I've seen similar situations.
Yeah.
This is Michelle and Matthews.
Hey.
Hi, good morning, Michelle. You're an HR manager. You've heard a lot, I bet.
I am, and when you said that normally, you know, HR doesn't know about it or couldn't believe it, I'm like, no, we don't know about it because these corporations, they just don't play their own game, the managers, and then the employees come back and report it to us, and you're looking like dumb shells, like that literally came out of someone's mouth.
Mm,
I tried to train my managers instead of calling the person an idiot. What would have been the better practice here? So then you keep us out of hot water. But the best one was I was sitting in mediation with an employee and a manager, and he was writing them up about something about paperwork. And he turned to him and said, "And I don't think you have a handicap, and I think you need to remove your handicap sticker from your car and stop parking up front."
I don't think you have a handicap, and I want you to remove your handicap sticker from your car. Oh, that's God. What the manager said?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And I just sat there like, I don't know how to get out of this guy.
Oh, thanks, Michelle. Oh, my gosh. And the text messages that are coming through are unbelievable.
Poor Michelle. She's just trying to teach. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, use it as a teachable moment. And people are just continuing to show their awful sides.
I mean, people making bosses, and it's a lot about women. And I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry that you have to go through this. It's like my old boss told me I needed to quit wearing tight pants because I could provoke a man to do something.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Shut up.
Hey, I had a boss that had a stress ball that was in shape of a man thing,
mm-hmm.
and he would take it out in meetings and squish it. How weird is that?
That is weird.
Yeah, it went to HR.
Here's someone that's a female police officer. My boss said I needed to lose weight, and after I did, he told me I was too skinny. By the way, he's 50 pounds overweight.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.